USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, Vice President Harris, have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and Essential Quality wins the 153rd running of the Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Protests are continuing outside a temporary illegal immigrant facility at a hotel in Scottsdale, Arizona. The lodging is part of an $87 million contract with the nonprofit Christian organization Endeavors. Protesters are calling on the mayor and city council to close it because they have no history of the illegal immigrants that are being housed at the facility. A life-saving rat is calling it quits.
An African giant poached rat named Magawa retiring this month after 5 years of sniffing out landmines and unexploded ordnance in Cambodia. Magawa, credited with clearing over 1 million square feet of land and detecting over 100 landmines and unexploded ordnance, the Belgian nonprofit that trained him announcing the retirement on Thursday. It says while the 7-year-old Magawa is still in good health, he has reached retirement age and is clearly starting to slow down. Landmine detection will continue, though. The nonprofit says 20 new landmine detection rats have been cleared to continue Magawa's work. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. That's what ex-Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl believes. Metzl, a self-described progressive, says he was offended when he'd be frequently dismissed as a conspiracy theorist by other scientists and mainstream media outlets. Metzl believes the United States and other countries have been dragging their feet on properly investigating his claim because of China's deep political influence.
Early last year, I was looking at the evidence, and there was this fake consensus, I felt, saying, well, we know something that nobody knew, that it was a natural origin. And I was looking at all of the data that was suggesting to me that a lab incident origin was really possible. And I started asking those questions, and I think everybody should have been asking those questions. Some were, but there was a forced consensus that was pushed by, certainly by the Chinese, but by a small number of scientists who had very significant conflicts of interest. And unfortunately, we collectively allowed a fake consensus to emerge. And I think that stifled some very healthy question asking.
Metzl's comments courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.